You are about to receive messages that may be harmful to your mental state. Your sense of reality will be questioned. Your view on things will be altered. You are now part of the Meta. The Meta controls everything. The Meta determines what will and will not happen. You are watching the Meta Show.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Meta Show. I am Brisk Rabol. I am joined by the Mitani. Today is August 22nd in this terrible plague-ridden year of 2020. And we are upset and very sad because our dear friends in the Blue Donut Coalition have had a very, very bad, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week. And we're here to tell you all about it. So welcome to the Meta Show, everybody. I hope you're having a good Saturday.
I got to get into the smug groove here because I've been in the serious business groove. We had a fireside just before this, and I didn't realize that I had only like 5 minutes before the Meta Show started because we had so much to go over in terms of like actual like brass tacks war stuff. So I've got to go from like, you know, all right, guys, we're doing this. This is what to expect. This is where we're going. This is what we're doing into herf blurf smug mode. But I think I can handle it. I think I can manage some smug.
I think we can do the transition. I'm not too worried about it.
We have a couple things to smug about, don't we?
Just a bit.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see if the bad guys are going to tune in again. It's always funny on a week when they lose a lot, they tend to fuck off and not turn up to the show, which is unfortunate because then I can't troll them. I can't shoot them in the channel. We'll see how things go. But I'm hoping that there will be some of... our dear friends, somebody called them actually the Band of Blues the other day. And I was like, fuck, why didn't I think of calling them Band of Blues? I mean, 103 alliances, 150,000 of them. There you go.
We few, well, not so few.
That's true.
We not so happy few. There you go.
Well, I think we actually have a fair amount to go into in addition to smugging about war stuff. Let me take a look at our show notes here.
There's been a lot of news this week, like legit, like been, game yeah. news this week.
There's some that whole like somebody had a fit of pique and like cut Empire in half, something Nyarja happened. We're going to go into that. Yeah. We're going to go into all of the news of when are we going to talk about the Nyarja thing? I'm looking at the notes. When do we want to do that?
It's part of what we have been deeming on the Meta Show, the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week for the Blue Donut. And if you want, we can just start into that right now. So we're going to hit, this is our top story of the week.
Let's
so let's just do it. If you guys have been following the fighting that has been happening across New Eden this week, I don't even have to spin this. It's just been a bad week for the bad guys. They have had multiple setbacks. A lot of momentum-killing things, some that we were responsible for, some that the good Lord was responsible for. Our Lord and Savior Bob of New Eden managed to save us yesterday. But the reality is that some of the stuff that they've done has been self-inflicted. Some of it has been because of things we've done, and some of it has just been acts of Bob. So it started... early, right before the show last week, and we talked about it, obviously, very much last week, Victory and YTAC 2, where the bad guys failed to hit the armor timer on the YTAC 2 Keepstar in Fountain. That started the week. Then...
oh, man, that was at the start of this week. Man, that feels like
it
was a month ago. Yeah,
right?
Wow.
It feels like so long.
Crazy, crazy
the war goes
week.
On so long.
Yeah, YTAC 2 and the Nyarja thing, and wow. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, so that's you're right. The YTAC 2, the big pivotal... Right. Screw you, you're not going to win YTAC 2 because we're going to delete your Ravens. That was, wow.
That was this week. It was Saturday.
It's been a hell of a week.
Literally last Saturday.
Wow. Wartime, man. Wartime.
I know, man. And you take wartime and COVID, you put them together, time is a blur. Time has no meaning anymore. So it started off that way. Then the middle of the week, you had this Nyarja situation. Now, for those of you who are in pine cones and therefore are a little slow in the uptake, let me explain to you what happened in Nyarja, okay? Essentially, the Triglavian invasion content that CCP has been putting in has been ongoing for months now. We are in, I guess, near the end phase of what they are doing, I assume. It's been going on for a while. And essentially what we've figured out is that the Triggs love blue suns. So if there's a blue sun system out there, you can guess that there's a potential going to be a Triglavian invasion, and they're going to try to suck up all the sun juice. It happened in Rare of Oz. It's happened in a bunch of different places. Well, Nyarja happens to have a blue sun. Now, for those of you, like I said, in pine cones, why is Nyarja important? Well, for the most part, for most of us, you know, especially goons and those of us that are in the South, it doesn't matter. We don't really care. Nyarja is not a big deal. I mean, most of us, you would say, before all this week that happened, you know, asked what Nyarja is. Well, isn't that where Code used to stage out of? But that's because Nyarja was a key hub and spoke system on the trade route between Jeeta and Amar. And essentially, by dumping a Trig invasion right on top of that system, you are forcing all of the high-sec logistics routes, including those that are used by Brave Newbies, to end up going some crazy 43 jump route through high sec safe systems because they can't go through Nyarja, because it's now, it would be, if what had what ended up happening happened, this is what they were trying to avert, that they would have to go through this crazy route to get their stuff between Jeeta and Amar. Now, the result was during the day, I guess this was Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember what day it was, but it was one day when this started, you saw a lot of infighting between test groups and brave groups, and there were test guys and PanFam guys that were all like pro Trig, and then you had the brave guys saying, "No, you guys can't do this. This is crazy. We absolutely have to go and save this system, because if the system goes down, then our trade route is screwed and it's going to screw up all of our logistics. We got to go fight." So finally, at the end of that day, as they were like 30% away from the second luminality, and guys, this is all PvE content stuff. I know what the words are. I have no idea what the fuck they mean. Luminality, all right. I don't know. So you can go ask Asherothi if you want to find out what it really means. I don't know. It just means that there's a little bar, and it was like this close to that bar. Okay. So Villy pings out, "Okay, well, because the bad guys," meaning us, "are going to go and fight for the triangles, they're going to go fight for the Trigs, we're going to go defend Edencom." And then he went to bed. And then he wakes up the next morning, and before they even had pinged out a single fleet, before Test even pinged out a single fleet, the system was basically like 5% from flipping. So they just said, "Well, we're not going." And boom, Nyarja all of a sudden is now nullsec. Now, so instead of, you know, licking their wounds and everything and going home, because Villy and the guys had proclaimed that they were going to fight on the side of the little guy, they were going to fight on the side of the high sec people, they're going to fight to make sure that, you know, the good guys hold the system because it's such a crucial trade route. Instead of doing anything like that, they decided to set up a gate camp and kill every puppy that was coming from Jeeta down to Amar, alongside Wangs. So that's what they did. So there is no way to spin this any other way than this was a giant failure on the part of the Blue Donut guys, because they claimed this is what they wanted to do, and they blew it, and they didn't do it. The beginning of the week.
Yeah, like this one was pretty funny for a lot of reasons, and I think that my camera just auto adjusted, and I've got like a really weird flashy background behind me.
I will try to work on it for you. You talk.
You know, autofocus is what it is, especially if I lean back. But the smug will begin. Don't worry. So this was kind of a fun, excellent. This is kind of a weird one because basically, you know, I don't give a shit about the Triglavians versus Edencom thing. It would have not been on our radar at all. And there was a lot of confusion about what happened. And it was really funny when Villy sent that ping. So I'm basically just going to tell the story from my perspective. And I told Genton this the other day because he was like interviewing me for like a video. So I gave him a quote. He wasn't like interviewing me. You know what I mean? Anyway, so here's what was going down. We had a quiet day. Like things were not really too hot in terms of defending our space, because at this point in the war, our enemies are going slower and slower and slower because they have lost their momentum after the YTAC 2 battle, which I guess we'll get into in a bit. But TLDR there is we hard stopped them in YTAC 2 because a combination of DBRB and Sister Bliss doing concurrent bombing runs deleted an entire Pro-God Legend Raven fleet, and then the Keepstar repaired right when the fight was getting started in YTAC 2. And then we didn't really have much going on because every time we beat the bad guys back, they just kind of like roll over and you know, they need a breather. It's so hard to attack us with 150,000 puppies that, you know, they need to rest. They need to collect themselves.
I'm tired.
And they're tired. So basically, what happened was, this is legitimately all Nauer Sammy's fault. Like, it's legitimately all Nauer Sammy's fault, because he sent this all caps broadcast to like the Brave guys, and in the, you know, he's an FC in Brave Newbies, and if there's like Sour a screenshot Nami. Of the post, we can link what Sour Nami sent in chat. But basically it wasn't, if he had sent a broadcast that said, hey guys, there's this event and we want to go to it because we're going to fight for EdenCom, and he didn't like include the strategic stuff, we wouldn't have noticed or cared, right? Because like, I don't know anything about Brave Newbie's logistics situation. I don't know anything about that. I've never needed to care. We don't really study like the high-sec freighter routes of various people that we didn't expect to be trying to kill us, but Brave Newbies is trying to kill us, and apparently, because Nauer Sammy spelled it out in actually pretty good strategic detail as to how it would increase the prices on their ships, how it would put an additional strain on their logistics, and a whole bunch of other bad stuff, and why it was so all caps necessary for Nyarja to not fall for the Triglavians. So what do we do? I did not have on my 2020 like bingo card for internet spaceships that we would be doing like strategic incursions for like very important aspects of this war. So I reached out to our incursion squad guys, just a few of them. And I was like, look, we've never done this whole triangle thing before, whatever. Maybe apparently some goons somewhere have, because the EdenCom guys, or some of these role players were saying like goons were involved in one thing or another. And maybe some were, we didn't know. It wasn't a top level thing. We don't give a shit. We only gave a shit because Nauer Sammy told us how much it would fuck over Legacy Coalition if we did this. So we did. And now my camera has screwed things up again. We're just going to, it's going to be a battle. We'll have to deal with this later. Sorry, Brisk. But
it's okay.
Anyway, so we sent a small team. We sent our incursion squad up there because for all we knew, this was not something we could really do. Like, we didn't know how these things worked. So we got like a core group of people together, and we sent like 60 or 70 goons from our incursion group up north to test the waters. And it was then and only then that Vili sent that ping talking about how goons have sided with Triglavians. So it was a very confusing event for a lot of people in EVE, because for most of the Imperium, we didn't send a broadcast ping. We didn't tell anybody that we had quietly sent the incursion squad up there to test to see if this would work. Because from what I've seen before, if you try to get main fleet involved with incursion stuff, it can be a bit of a shit show, because there's all this wacky, complicated PvE stuff. So the idea was, hey guys, go up there, test the waters, see if there's anything we can do here, or whether this is a big waste of our time before we commit any resources or send any all caps pings about it. Then we start figuring things out. Vili sends the big Spurg ping talking about how Tess is going to support EdenCom, and it's off to the races. And I didn't want, you know, apparently these things last like a week to do or something like that. But like, I just stayed up for 17 hours, just sending every 2 hours, you know, I got on like the Triglavian, like the TTI or whatever Discord for a little bit, and was like talking to these random people that I would normally never have anything to do with strategically, going like, we're sending fleets. I want you guys to time the ticks, how many percentages we're getting, and just go, 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 go. I think a real bit of credit needs to go to the Ministry of Love. Because, you know, the EdenCom defenders had gotten together and, you know, they were going to go fight for like the space cops. All Concords are bastards, by the way. And they're going to fight for the space cops and do whatever they can. And we just took our freighter ganking group and we were like, okay, well, we're just going to headshot your FCs until you give up. So we just did that. We just repeatedly, every time that our aggression timers are down, Mini Love would gank the leaders of the EdenCom fleets. Until they were so demoralized because they had never experienced like block level pressure before that they gave up, and our offensive logistics group sort of like stopped like the test fleet from accomplishing things. And it was hung at like 25% until the enemy broke, which is, this is how wars work, is it's hung up in a stalemate until one side breaks and then you sweep. So we put that thing to bed. I was up for like, you know, it started at like 6 p.m. my time, and I was awake until like noon the next day, making sure that got done. And it's beautiful. Like I'm really happy about it. And also incidentally, I just want people in Brave Newbies to know that now that we know that this is an issue for your alliance and that you have shown this weakness by screaming about it in all caps everywhere and crying everywhere, we do believe that you are one of the weaker links. And we are going to be following up on some of the pressure we've put on you by way of this. So that should be fun. I think that Brave has a lot more fun things coming to them in their future because of dear old Sour Nami. It's should be entertaining. We'll see.
And not only that, I will tell you the other reason is because Sandrine killed three of my drones in a bomb fight the other day when we were covering one of the OTAC Peakkeep Star that Horde destroyed this week. We were covering that and killing jump bridges and all kinds of stuff. So, Brave, you brought this on yourselves. If you had left my drones alone, you know, and it wouldn't be coming after you. But you had to come after me, so it's not okay. I am a good, good drone parent, and I will avenge my three Warrior 2s that were blown off that gate by a bomb. So what else happened? So obviously, Horde lost their OTAC Peakkeep Star. Just kidding. Lost the OTEC.
Snuffed out.
It was snuffed out to the Keep Star. It wasn't. Anyway, the OTEC Peakkeep Star lost, which I guess is kind of a, like a salve. I mean, it was always going to die. It was kind of a salve to their, you know, their bad week. But the bad week really hit kind of the wall yesterday with the KVN Keep Star Armor Timer. And as much as we like to smug and everything, I will give you a straight dope. This is not Fountain Frank. This is Brisk talking. We hate it when the game screws up and CCP gets in the way of a good fight and causes problems. I don't like it. It's not fun. It's not the kind of thing that you want to see. You don't want the servers picking winners and losers. And we've said that before. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we keep putting pressure, CSM-wise and otherwise. Let's get the best server stuff we can get. Let's get the best coding. Let's get the 64-bit client. Let's be cutting-edge technology. Let's do the Ether Wars thing. Let's go work with Hadean and those guys to get the best technology so that we can have these big, massive throw spaceships together fights in space without any kinds of problems. So yesterday, KVN, yes, it sucked. It sucked for you guys. It sucked for us. It sucked for us less.
It was hilarious. We had so much fun.
Exactly. It sucked for us less, you know, but we understand your concern. But you know what?
It didn't suck for us at all. We had a great time.
All right. Look, here's the deal.
We enjoyed your suffering.
This shit happens. Get used to it. That's the thing. And I will say, in all seriousness, this is one of the things that frustrates me. All of the screaming and the yelling and the complaining and the why did this happen CCP and all this other kind of stuff. It's like, guys, did you just start playing the game in the last 5 months? Because We've had these issues in all of these big fights. And there's always a question of which side is going to take advantage of or be able to take advantage of the server issues that crop up. UALX had a server node die. X47 had all kinds of problems to the point that we begged them to turn off the bounty and the kill right stuff so that wasn't sending all these extra calls to the server that were screwing up ticks. In Tribute, NCDOT saved the Keepstar because of something exactly like this, where everything froze up and it repaired before we could get it done. It didn't save it forever, but it did. You never know which side is going to benefit from one of these server errors. So to sit here and to complain and to scream and bitch and moan that, oh my God, this is awful. You know, goons are horrible. You guys did this on purpose.
Yes.
Come on.
We didn't do it on purpose, but keep screaming, keep screaming. Brisk wants you to not scream. Brisk wants you to get over it. I don't want you to get over it. I want the tears. Because, you know, I think that, look, yesterday was fantastic. I was in a praxis of evil for the last 2 days in these fights, having a grand old time, and I was delighted to see that all of our enemies decided to blame our little praxis group for all of their suffering. We were not responsible for that. But if you want to blame us, I'm delighted because I want you angry and I want you to be not having fun. I want you to be miserable. Every time you log into the client of EVE Online to attack our stuff, you are attacking us. I want you to suffer and not have fun. And I want my guys to have a delightful time. And I'm delighted after the last couple of fights on our Keepstars because our guys were having a fucking blast because it's pretty much like a turkey shoot. Like we were winning the ISK war before the servers died. And we expect in general to win the ISK war on many of these fights because we get... Okay, let me back this up. I figured something out, and I didn't understand this until basically the screams and explosions of tears after the fight in KVN yesterday. I haven't seen the puppies this butt blasted since GigX got banned. Since we deleted CO2 from the game, I have not seen this level of puppy tears. And just a server outage, I don't think would really be enough to do that, right? Because, you know, you would think just a server outage, you know, it happens. The servers go down. NCDOT deleted Dave Archer's fleet. The servers crashed. Shit happens. It was just an armor timer. They were at least going to have to come back for a structure timer and KVN anyway. Why all the tears? And then I realized that one of the things that have struck me as strange in this whole war is the confidence level of our enemies when it comes to their assumption that they're simply going to roll over the Imperium, especially because we have these keep stars. And I didn't get it. And I finally, I think I got it, which is this. Their main experience in fighting in block wars, and when I say they, I mean they actually do have experience. The PanFam guys, the Legacy guys, there have been fights over keep stars, but most of their experience in client in these fights at the block level has been on defense, right? Particularly the PanFam guys. Usually it's the Imperium on offense blowing these guys up, and they're on defense and keep stars. And what we have discovered is probably the same thing that they have discovered, is that whether you're on offense or defense on a keep star, it is an extremely different gameplay experience. And in EVE, most of the time, like if we all were turning up to like fight a Fortizar or fight like something else that doesn't have the kind of force multiplier ability of a keep star, the PDSs, the tethers, the sheer size of the thing, the fact that you can dock supers in it, it is a completely different experience to be defending a keep star with a block level power versus a block level attacking you. And these guys have mostly been on the defense end, and they are discovering for the first time that attacking keep stars is a lot of work. And we knew this because we've been the one blowing up their keep stars for most of this time. And now they're blowing up some of our keep stars, and they're finding out like, wow, citadels are a huge force multiplier, which is why we built all these damn things. So I think part of the reason why the pubbies are screeching so much isn't merely because the server went down. It's because they have run into a brick wall of cackling goons, basically just skeet shooting these guys. And our guys are having more and more fun because these things are ridiculous, right? They're a delight, right? They cost, a keep star costs about 175 billion ISK. So it's essentially the cost of two fitted Titans that you wanted to reimburse. If you had to reimburse, it'd be two Titans worth, 160, 175, thereabouts. And the amount of insanity that happens for each keep star is just, it's off the charts. So we're just getting started with that. And we're like, we're finding our doctrines every time. The smart buying practices are a lot of fun. But I think the reason why the bad guys have been freaking out so much isn't just because the servers went down, but because we're watching their assumptions crumble in real time. Similarly to the assumption that like we are broke, or the assumption that we are just going to roll over, or the assumption that the initiative is going to like leave the Imperium. It was really funny. Elise Randolph, darling. Darling, I wanna let you know, I was watching you try to talk shit in local the other day, and you were there, and I was in my praxis on my alt, and you were talking about where's init, where's the initiative? Oh, wait, guys, it's almost as if the initiative was defending the other fronts and then attacking into legacy space.
We were killing your jump bridge network, so you had to take 40 jumps to get home.
Your amazing dream, your utopian fun dream that at any moment the Imperium is going to break apart. You guys attacking us have forged us in this crucible of this war. Like, we now have much tighter bonds than we've ever had before. Initiative is defending our space while we fight you on keep stars and attacking into legacy space. French Connection just joined the Imperium. All of you nerds who think that by attacking the Imperium, you are going to create some sort of magical kumbaya land where there will be no more blocks and no more coalitions. And some of you idiots actually believe that if you win this war somehow and you kick us out of our space, goons are going to quit, and that rainbows and unicorns, are going to be no more coalitions, because you've never cracked a history book. You know nothing about sociology. You know nothing about psychology. And it's just magical thinking. It's a fairy tale. French Connection has joined the Imperium as a full member since this war started. Our bonds with Initiative have never been as strong. You are creating a stronger Imperium, a better, more effective empire, because that's what happens when barbarians ineffectively attack an empire, right? This is just all the way back.
They don't call it the Crucible of War for nothing.
I, uh,
Look, you're absolutely right. And look, and the other thing I want to note is, listen, okay, there is a big difference. All you guys complaining about, oh, there was all this AOE, there were smart bombs and everything, you guys crashed the server on purpose. No, we didn't. All right. I mean, look, I agree with Mittens. I think that red line, I mean, sorry, Dave Archer, him losing that fleet is like the epitome of the best thing that could possibly happen. And it did great. And that's what happens. It random stuff. I have to say, that is the best whelp of a fleet that has saved something ever. I give him credit for that. But the fact is, the use of the smart bombs to kill that fleet, that was on purpose. It was part of the meta. You were doing it on purpose. This was not something that was done specifically to crash the node. It was part of the tactical play on the field at the time. It wasn't like fitting out a bunch of interceptors with burst jammers and warping to a ping 500 off everybody and just setting them off to cause lag. That's not what happened here. So yes, it sucks that the server went down, but nobody caused it on purpose. So don't sit there and complaining. And you got Ron, USMC, and the rest of these guys, well, maybe CCP should reset the timer because this was obviously not... No, this is what it's war. It's what happens. It's like an umpire blowing a call.
Cry more.
It's like an umpire blowing a call in a ball game. You don't get a do-over because they made a bad call. Bad calls are part of the game.
Okay? I mean, I think it's great. I want them to know we love the Praxis of Evil doctrine. It's a lot of fun. It's a cool-looking ship, and all eyes in the fight are on you when you're flying a Praxis, because when you make your run, everybody can see it coming, and everything grinds to a halt. What the whiny little weaklings who are complaining about our Praxises, these simp cells. I was introduced to the concept of a simp cell the other day. I think Hassan came up with this.
Are those actually a thing? Like,
it's oftentimes the incels are simping because they're the ones that are buying the gamer girl bathwater, right? And they also get angry at, anyway, whatever, simp cells. It's a good description. Where was I? I was busy mocking these guys. We were talking about, the Praxis thing.
The Praxis.
So here's the thing, nerds. You know we were using the Praxises legitimately to haze you because 2 days ago, the day before the KVN fight, when we lost the OTAC-P snuffed out Keepstar, we were using the Praxises in combat and we were getting kills with them. That was our first outing with the Praxis. The second outing, unfortunately, we did not get as many kills with the Praxis, but you know it's a legitimate combat doctrine because we were blowing you up with them the day before. So cry more about how we were using the Praxises illegitimately because you have the memory of a goldfish because you're pathetic. Like if you're like, oh my God, good, anyone, who posted or whined or complained, and I know there was a lot of you, any of you who are posting, whining, or complaining about us using a Praxis yesterday when we used the Praxis the day before is a pathetic loser. Like, you saw the reality on the field and you chose to deny that NC.SMART smart bombing fleet was what crashed the node. And that's fine. They blew up our Jackdaws. That's great. But so many of you have grasped at straws. You know what it is? It's not just that they're obsessed with the Praxis thing. The conspiracy theory about the Praxis crash the nodes, it's like jet fuel can't melt steel beams. You guys are Praxis truthers. You're so obsessed with the idea that there's a Praxis conspiracy, as opposed to the fact that you guys warp around in blobs and we used a counter effectively the day before. Oh, you want to go to the Praxis? How do the goons actually defend their Keepstars? CCP, teacher, please. Imagine an entire coalition of simp cell teachers' pets crying for teacher to save them from the fact that it turns out that offense against Keepstars is work. And it turns out that we have fun doing this. We enjoy this. That's why our numbers on our Keepstar defenses keep going up and your numbers on your Keepstar offense goes down, because it turns out that all those years that we were blowing up your Keepstars, we were doing a lot more work than you were giving us credit for. Because it turns out Keepstar defense, a lot more fun, a lot easier, a lot more chill and relaxing than Keepstar offense. So yeah, Praxis truthers.
So before we're going to move into, I just want to ask Mitani some questions, because I know that there's some stuff we expect to happen in the next week, and I'd like to hear from him what he sees for the next week, potentially in the war. I understand there's going to be a move up tomorrow for the bad guys, and see what's going to happen down the road. What do you see the next week looking like? Is it going to be as bad for them as this week was? What do you think?
Well, I don't want to say it's necessarily going to be, because, you know, wars were like, this is a, it's like Rochambeau, like we're all just kicking each other in the dick until somebody gives up, right? Like in defensive war, you lose a defensive war until you win, right? Like you're on D, you're losing stuff gradually until you break the other guys and then you've won, right? I'm really happy with our performance, obviously. I'm really happy with the fact that probably one of the most mind-blowing things to me is that all those years that we were on offense and we were blowing up hostile Keepstars, they didn't come up with Keepstar specific defense doctrines, right? Like they pretty much just blobbed their supers and their faction titans and then docked them. They didn't really like dig into what can you do with a Keepstar. So that's cool. So we've been having a lot of fun with that. I don't know if it's necessarily going to work perfectly, but what we're going to do is we're going to fight these guys on our Keepstars. They are going to probably try to bait us into going on offense. They've been dropping like 17 billion Keepstars to create a chain of Keepstars through LoSec because they are cowards. And with 103 alliances blue and 150,000 pubbies, the guys in like PanFam or whatever have decided, after letting their supers and titans rot in fat for 7 weeks now, rather than jump into the 49 gate because, oh, goons are weak. Oh, the Imperium is weak. Oh, they're so weak. You are about to embark upon Trail of Tears 3.0. You're going to go the long way around the galaxy to try to come into our space from like North Aquarius or something, because even though you have brought all of the game against us, any Tom, Dick, and Harry pubby you can find, you would rather go through 17 Keepstar in a chain to go all the long way around rather than jump one gate through 49. Pathetic, really genuinely cowardly and pathetic. All of these guys in PanFam who are chest beating about how they want to have the next BR5 and how they're so down for a super cap fight, you guys have set down a huge Keepstar chain just because you were afraid and have been afraid this entire time to jump into us. So I want you guys to know that we hold you in contempt. Like, there are these guys in local who are all like, oh my God, like, you know, you've got the entire galaxy arrayed against you. Doesn't that make you feel bad? It seems like a good start. We don't want you on our side. Yeah, so have fun doing that tomorrow. So that's what's going to happen. They're going to do a big op and they're going to move all their stuff around. Finally, they're going to start using their supers. And what I'm looking forward to, and I said this on the Fireside earlier, and I'm going to lay it out now because I want all of the little alliances, the Requiem Eternals. I didn't know that Vindictive Dot was an alliance that existed until there was a guy trolling in local. And I was like, who is this guy? And I'm like, Vindictive Dot, what alliance is this? So here's what's going to happen. They're going to bring in all their stuff. And then maybe they're going to start using their supers and titans on us in North Aquarius or in Delve. Maybe they'll drop a Keepstar in like 1DQ1 or something. Who fucking knows? And then they are going to try to bait a fight. They are going to try to get us to go on offense against their Keepstar. And then we're going to wait. And we're going to say, okay, we're here. You are here. We have like 60 odd Keepstars. We might drop more. I'm thinking about dropping new Keepstars for every one they blow up. We'll just drop one. But what the fun is going to be is when these guys bring their supers and their titans and they put them on a Keepstar, because then we can dread bomb them and we are going to primary by alliance. So when you're fighting 150,000 blues who are too cowardly to jump into one gate and waited 7 weeks to go on this long chain to get there, we are basically, I'm not sure, it might be a dice roll, because if we just primary test, then all of these little random puppies think that they're going to get away scot-free. Like test is gonna be able to do this. But let's say even a worst case scenario, let's give the puppies summary judgment. Let's assume it goes as they plan and they have some sort of BR5 battle where we lose and we lose like 75 titans or something like that, or maybe even more, who knows? Let's assume there's a BR5. Look at what happened in BR5. The Imperium lost a lot of titans in BR5, even though we won that fight. We were the CFC at the time, of course, I think. I don't know. Time's a blur. But the point is that we get to choose to delete by alliance. So now that these motherfuckers are coming in, we are going to be primarying by alliance because, sure, maybe we won't be able to win every single fight we have, but in any scenario where we're using dread bombs, which is going to be a lot easier for us to do when these guys are like in our faces, we can, after the resist nerf, we were very concerned about using titans and supers outside of the floodplain regions because Test had a big dread bomb. Well, when these guys come into our parlor, we can do the dread bombing. I am happy to trade dreads for supers and titans all day, every day. Hell, I'm happy to trade super carriers for much of anything, as super carriers are like 8 billion ISK a pop now or something stupid like that. So what's going to happen is these guys are going to come in and I think it'll be a dice roll mechanic, because I need to figure out what will cause the most fear and concern and anxiety amongst our foes. So on the menu of bad guy ships on the field, maybe it'll be a dice roll or whatever, but we will like pick a pubby alliance and we will delete them in depth. Like we will take, if Requiem Eternal, like maybe their number will come up and there will be like five Requiem Eternal, like Titans, if they even have Titans, like who even knows what these people have? Like they have seriously scraped the bottom of the barrel. I have no idea who half these people are. And we will just find what they have and we will take it from them. And then the next time we will find what they have and we will take it from them. And we will just go through this such that, you know, if we distributed the pain and suffering amongst all of our enemies, they would not really suffer that much, right? Because there's 103 alliances. It's a distributed responsibility situation. But what we can do is pick people to suffer, just like we are now about to start turning the screws on Brave, because now our Sammy exposed an open nerve. And now we know that Sour Brave Nammy is weak. We know that Brave has much more difficult logistics and that Brave has actually been very eager in coming after us. They have this one FC who is like obsessed with getting rid of us and is like doing almost all of the work in FAT. And I was pulling my punches when it comes to Brave Newbies. We weren't really going after them that much because who wants to beat up on Brave Newbies? But if these guys have such a hard on to kill us, then the suffering needs to begin. But yeah, that's what we're going to do, is they're going to do a big move up. We're going to try to mess with that. I'm not going to say what Initiative is doing because it's not my place, but Initiative is on offense now. So have fun with that. I do look forward to these guys moving this long Keepstar chain of 17 Keepstars or whatever stupid crap it is that they put down. My recon guys keep trying to correct me and tell me how it is, how many it actually is. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like, whatever. If they want to put down that many Keepstars because they're too weak to jump through one gate into 49, like they can, it can be 9, it can be 17, whatever. I can't believe they're doing that. That's
I would like to offer my congratulations to my brothers and sisters in Karma Fleet. Your Caracal Gate Camp, Cauldron and Merc and the guys set up, has forced these guys to drop 16, 17 Keepstars into a low check chain because they won't take one gate.
I can't believe it.
All it takes is a bunch of angry Karma Fleet members on a gate camp to make the second largest alliance in the history of EVE completely change all of their plans and move around. So, Karma Fleet, you keep doing what you're doing.
They've been doing a really good job. It's actually been inspiring. It's not actually been inspiring. It's been extremely inspiring to see the way in which, and again, this is, you know, this is real talk, guys. We don't need to like front about this kind of thing. If you have spies, you can confirm everything I'm saying. The idea of having a barbarian horde attack an empire results in the empire knitting closer together and creating new forms and capabilities of organization that it wouldn't have needed to have had, like our offensive Entosis group, our corporate gate camps. Like when this war is over, those corp gate camps are still going to be there because those are social units that have gelled. Having corporate gate camps that provide like strategic value to the Imperium is now a cool thing that we do, that we enjoy doing. We did not have that capacity. We did not need to do that. And we would have probably never bothered doing that if you idiots hadn't attacked us. French Connection wouldn't be in the Imperium if you idiots hadn't attacked us. We wouldn't have restored our, like, we didn't know that some of my oldest friends in the game are in this Stain Rust corporation in Stain on the border to attack Test. Well, you guys did this and now we're all networked together and we're talking to each other all day, every day. So good job trying to get rid of empires by attacking an empire. You should have just left us alone and we would have stagnated, which anyone who cracked a history book could tell, but you're going to think it's just spin and lies because you're fools. And now, we know, like now that we have tested this, the KVN thing, the screaming from KVN filled in that last little bit of knowledge. We know that the reason why you thought this would be easy is because you have always been on defense in serious fights and Keepstars, and you thought that offense against Keepstars would be similar. And it's not. Trust me, because we've blown up a bunch of your Keepstars before, back when it was hard, you know, not in 2020 when everybody has Keepstars, not before like the Resist nerf made Super Capitals and Titans a lot more dangerous to use. Whatever, man. Like, they're beginning to wake up and smell the ashes, and our guys are having a lot of fun. So what I think we're going to see this week is a big herf blurf move. You know, we will still whelp. Like, I want people to realize, like, we're still going to lose Keepstars. We are still going to lose iHubs. The bad guys are going to come in and herf all these blurfs, but we're going to put down more Keepstars. We're going to keep fighting them because we're pretty much always ISK positive when you're fighting on a Keepstar if you're on defensive, because as you have now seen for several of these fights, especially in 10% tie-dye, which there will almost all be in 10% tie-dye, you guys signed up for this. We love fighting in tie-dye. You guys do not love fighting in tie-dye. You know, it's basically Delve is a briar patch. Please don't throw me in the Briar Patch. Please don't throw us in the Briar Patch. Please don't, please don't, please don't attack our Keepstars in the Briar Patch when we love 10% tie-dye, where we can literally, there is so much janky bullshit that we can come up with for these Keepstar fights. You can't, like, you can use doctrines that you would normally never use when you're on defense in a Keepstar, because, you know, in the open field, these things would just get, you know, hazed, right? Like the Praxis fleet or whatever. But utilizing the mechanics of Tether when you know you have competent gunners, which is pretty cool because we have competent gunners. One of my favorite things this week, actually, this is, I'm in rant mode, but we're just going to go with this. One of my favorite things this week has been the repeated attempts of our enemies to attack our faction Fortizars in Fountain. And they finally blew one up in ITAC-C today. ITAC-C is the staging system of PanFam in Fountain. And repeatedly, they have faltered on armor timers, on structure timers, just because XTDZ turns up and guns the thing and blows up a couple of their ships. And then they run away and then the repair timer kicks in. Like, it is laughable because initiative pulled out of Fountain rapidly in order to pivot to offense and also to be able to guard our flanks, which, thank you guys, by the way, it's a huge fucking help and we love it. And now it is like burning up Legacy's jump bridge network, which is hilarious. I bet Legacy nerds never thought that the war would come home to them. And believe me, boys, the war is coming home to you. But PanFam thought that because Init just pulled out a Fountain and started pivoting to offense, that these fights would be easy and that these citadels would be undefended. And these assumptions have just run into a brick wall of cackling goons, sniping rocks, bombs, and how can I forget, the Praxis of Evil. So I look forward to their big move up. I look forward to them trying to act like Cavian wasn't a big deal. They're going to wave 1,000 Titans or some dumb shit. Please put your Titans on our Keepstars. I think the dice roll is given. Maybe we can live stream me rolling the dice. We can get like a D20 and, or a D10, depending on how many of them have. Because, you know, I don't know if Requiem Eternal is even going to have any Titans on the field. But what we can do the first time the bad guys put anything that matters on one of our Keepstars, besides your idiot Raven fleets or your idiot Rock fleets that we're having fun deleting, I'll like roll a die. And if your number comes up, that's the one that we primary and we're just going to delete in depth. And if we can get more, we'll roll the die again and we'll delete another alliance. But in these attacks, I want you to know, we will make your alliances individually suffer for what you are trying to do because you deserve it. You deserve it. The last time a group of idiots tried to say that they're going to try to get Goonswarm to quit the game and how goons are a cancer on Eve, it was Sir Molly.
They're not around anymore, brothers. Are they?
How did that work out for them, motherfuckers? And what happens, of course, is this. We get all fired up. All of our people come, you know, back from like 10, 15 years ago. They're like, oh, hell, we're time. Let's do it. Puppies on our doorstep all day, every day, jumping into our Keepstars. I love these things. Anyway, so yeah, I'm pretty fired up because like it's been
well, that's there's two things I wanted to say, and then we have to move on to our next segment before the end of the show. The first thing is, you're not wearing the red shirt today, but damn, that black shirt is like super hardcore mittens mode today. I'm like, wow.
I wear the red shirt. I started wearing red because it looks good on me, one. And two, I read, like, this was years ago. It started turning into like a gimmick because like I read some sort of science thing that said, like, you know, you get like a 10% bonus to your appearance, basically, if you're confident enough to wear a red shirt. I started wearing lots of red. I've always liked burgundy, so I end up with like lots of red shirts. But black is really more my natural kind of attitude. So when I'm wearing,
you're an Eve player, meta show, so you got to wear
it's black. It's all about power and cruelty at the end of the day.
and then the second thing I wanted to say is I just wanted to remind everybody. So we talked about Sour Nami, you know, and all of his nonsense with Brave and the EdenConf stuff. But for those of you who don't know, he used to be an Innit, and he was kicked out of Innit because he's such a dipshit that we could not deal with him in iGeneral anymore. And it was finally the point where it's just like, you just go away, please go away. So every time, the fact that Sour Nami is like a thing, this is funny to me. And I know that all of Innit is ready. You know, we've got our vendetta. And I don't mean the ship. I mean the end game, we're going to kill these guys. So it makes me sad that he's in Brave because I love the Brave guys, even though Sandrin killed my drones. But Duncan and the Brave guys are always fun to fight. But man, you know what? We see them out there. We're gunning for you.
Brave is primary now. Basically, because Nar Sami has put the blood in the water. And you know, actually, I'm going to admit a strategic mistake here. At the start of this war, we applied pressure to test. right? And maybe what we're about to do now isn't going to work, but you know, we have all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things we can do to put pressure on an alliance, right? Black Ops, Insurgent Squad, the Black Hand, now the Offensive Entosis Group, and Alita Stops, of course, again, making the Empire weaker, totally going to drive us apart from each other. Goonkind is healing, baby. You guys all attacked us, and Alita Stops rejoined Goonswarm, right? You are visibly failing in your strategic objectives, and you are buying into boat trolls. Your leaders believe the big red boat.
I just believe this blows my mind.
We, the richest people in the galaxy, are broken. We're broke. We have no money.
We're taking our key stars down.
An alliance leader buying into something that boat said on Crying in Stations, hook, line, and sinker. I am disappointed in you, Villy. I thought that you would have learned better when you were in an effectively led alliance what effective leadership looks like. Pathetic. Pathetic. If you had even a tiny amount of proper spies or intel, you would have been able to figure out what was actually happening. But no. Weak, spineless, grasping at straws, buying boat trolls. But there's more.
Anyway. All right. We need to move on. We have one last segment before we can finish the show. We have to do our last segment, and then we're out of here. So we're going to head up, and we'll see you on the flip side here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Fountain Frank. I am returned to the Meta Show. Thank you all for inviting me back again this week, Mitani. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for deigning to grace us with your presence, Fountain
Frank. You're welcome. I have been doing a lot of streams. Brisk has let me borrow his stream team account, so I've been over on the Brisk channel. So if you want to see more of Fountain Frank, feel free to watch twitch.tv/BriskRebolt. But I wanted to talk about two things. First of all, as you all may have seen on Reddit, today is an interplanetary day of Thanksgiving. I have proclaimed this because Bob gave us the victory in KVN yesterday. This was nothing that we did on our own, which is why we must thank everyone. Must thank Bob for the plenty that he has provided to those of us in the Imperium. We live to fight another day, so do that. So the second thing that I wanted to talk about, this is the important thing. I need to discuss something very important with just one of you out there. There's one of you watching this show right now, and I'm going to talk to you directly. Pickle Man. The rigs are in cargo, my friend. They're always in cargo. If you guys didn't see this, I need to show this to you because, I mean, this is just, it's just the fact that this has happened to such a revered and well-known leader in the game is just flabbergasting. Look at this, look at this. Pro-God in the big Keepstar fight. In Otech P. When the ravaging, nasty, scary Awoxers of Horde were successful in destroying yet another one of their own Keepstars, Pickleman lost his damnation. Where are the rigs? Oh, let's scroll down. They're right here. The rigs were in cargo. Now, this was not good enough for the Pickleman. Losing one damnation was not good enough for the Pickle Man. He immediately had to lose another one. To a single CVA guy, I thought they were on the same team, by the way, in Fountain, in APM. Look at this. Let's scroll down here again. There they are. The rigs are in cargo. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you all play this game. You all know when you buy a ship off contract, the rigs are in cargo. They name the ships rigs in cargo, so you can't forget it. So therefore, by the power vested in me as the spokesman for the Imperium, I have officially declared that Pickleman's new name is Wriggleman. I hope that everyone remembers the Wriggles are in cargo.
Oh my God, Wriggles.
The Wriggleman.
Wow.
Now, Imperium FCs don't have these issues because we have a training program that includes a video that talks about how to fit your FC ship. And I will show that to you later this week because I think you all need to see it, because we talk about this because we don't want you to be like the Wriggleman. You need to fit your ships properly if you're going to be a super elite FC like the boat. That's my war update for this week, everybody. And we're kind of at the end of the show, too.
We're going to go a little bit longer because I got distracted. But thank you, Fountain Frank. Bear with. We're going to go a little bit more. I have some words to say to Brave Newbies as an alliance.
Batani's going to talk to you guys. I'm going to let Briss go back, so enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Fountain Frank. You are an inspiration to us all. And also, Wriggles? Wriggleman? Oh, my God. Okay, I got to focus. I got to be mean in an internet spaceship game here for a second and not like die laughing in the middle of. All right, so he's gone. Here's the deal. Let's talk. I don't know why it was this way, but at the start of this war, I thought that we should leave Brave Newbies alone. I thought that because beating up on Brave Newbies, that's a bad look. Nobody wants to do that. I didn't realize that you had some like psycho obsessive FC, like this Shattered Armor guy or whatever, who has such a hard on for coming at us. And one of the things we've noticed over the last several weeks is that Brave Newbies fleets are bigger in many cases than test fleets because this one dude is so obsessed. Well, we're coming for you now, because after the Now or Sammy thing has gone live, we know that you are a weak point, and we also know that you deserve it, because for some reason, we never went after Brave Newbies. We never attacked Brave Newbies, and you motherfuckers think that you can step to us and get away with it and have your backfield in your home have no consequences whatsoever? We were beating up on Test, and we're still going to keep beating up on Test. Test is next. We are going to purge them. We are going to go after them. But what I want you to know is this. We are not going to keep the gloves on anymore. There are consequences for your actions. You have decided the largest number of people that are forming up in FAT are Brave Newbies. We do not make idle threats. We are coming for you. After the Now or Sammy ping, we have already shattered Empire in half out of a fit of pique just because we felt like it. Apparently, and there's another reason for this. I got so distracted by making fun of Villy, I forgot my point about Test earlier. So a little bit of a backtrack here, guys. Sorry.
We'll have so much material this week.
We'll put a pin in pointing out that we're about to flay Brave and why we're going to flay Brave. And we're going to talk about why we're going to be pivoting a little bit of this. So when we started this, we sent Black Ops, we sent the Black Hand, we sent all of our methods of irregular warfare against Test. And the idea obviously was to mess with Test because they have people like Valcorissa, who is now going to be really happy that I mentioned his name on the meta show, and again, he's going to post more. So you will all suffer more Valcorissa posts because that is your ally. These are the people that you're friends with. Anyway, a little gift to you there. But the thing is, we didn't realize when we started doing our irregular stuff against Test, we didn't realize that it's sort of baked into Test's existence that they are the fat kid that everybody picks on, right? Like, you can haze Test, you can do this, you can do that to them, but Ferrovictrix and all these other guys have been doing that all day, every day for a long time. Brave Newbies, though, we've never really messed with them before. And after that Now or Sammy ping, it's kind of blood in the water. And after all your strident efforts to come at us, I think it's about time that we come after you. So no, we're not going to invade you. We're not going to really do anything that a real block would consider to be a real harassment. But I think it's about time. If you guys are so committed, you are so committed to seeing the doom of my people, I want you guys to see a little bit about what happens when you fuck with Goonswarm. And so we're going to bring a little of that love home to you. And no, we're not going to invade you and take your space, because what we're going to do now is probably just a little sort of like what we did in Niarja, just a little bit more. We'll see. We'll see. We'll get creative with it. Maybe we'll collapse tomorrow because Vili has figured out that we're broke and because he's going to buy into some boat troll tomorrow or something like that. But I want you to know there are consequences for your actions, and we are bringing those consequences. So brave newbies, you wanted to fight with us. You wanted to be the biggest numbers in FAT and come after us and work so hard while still acting like you're cute newbies. Whatever. Fuck these people. We're coming for you. And we'll see. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. But, if you look in Catch, the strategic situation in Catch is a little bit different than it was just a couple days ago. And something happens to your jump bridges now. So I hope you guys are happy with replacing jump bridges, because that is your that's your new reality. Now, I've made a promise. I have made a threat. And so it is incumbent upon us to actually deliver on that. So, we'll see. You can all make fun of me, and you probably will, and that's fine if we fail to follow this up. But I just want the people in Brave Newbies to know you have worked so hard to follow the Shattered Armor guy, who I've never heard of before this war started. You've decided you really want a piece of the Imperium. We have never come after you guys. So that changes. You're now on the fucking list. And until you fuck off, we're going to make sure that you suffer. And I'm really eager to see how we can do that. Let's see if we can manage to pull that off, and hopefully we won't collapse in a, oh my God, they're going to move a bunch of Titans tomorrow. The war is over. Billy's going to do a move up. It totally won't be the Trail of Tears 4.0. So that's it for me. I think I managed to get my little, finally get that through there. It's so hard to talk about what we're doing in the war, because whenever I remember some stupid shit that the leadership of Legacy has done, I go off on a tangent because he's supposed to be an adult. Vili is supposed to know better than this. You spend years in Illuminati and you fall for boat trolls? What is wrong with you? Grow up. Holy shit. I'm disappointed. Like, he has a Goonswarm on his resume and he falls for boat trolls? All right, that's it. That's it. I'm done. I think that's it for us.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This has been the Meta Show, August 22nd, 2020. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brisker Ball, joined by the Mitanni, Pinecones, Delenda Est, and you stay classy, New Eden.